When Scott Petrie took over as executive director of the Philadelphia Parking Authority last December, he promised to reform the scandal-plagued agency and, quote, question everything about its operations. Now, 8 months in, the authority's new chief wants to work on another persistent problem, traffic. As Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports, Petrie wants lawmakers to give the unpopular PPA more authority.
Don't get Scott Petrie started about traffic.
Oh, congestion.
While Philadelphians appear to be driving less, the time it takes to get across town has gotten worse. There's plenty of blame to go around. Uber and Lyft drivers stop mid-block to pick up passengers. Trucks double park to make deliveries. It's impossible to make a turn because there are just so many pedestrians crossing the street. Traffic is bad. Petrie thinks the PPA can help.
We have an idea that we should be part of the problems in solving congestion, particularly in Center City and University City.
To do that, the PPA would need lawmakers to give it more power. Last month, PPA officials met with a group of state legislators to go over their proposals. That includes adding a 50-cent surcharge to all your taxi and ride-hailing trips in Philly. That money would go to beefing up enforcement efforts against Uber and Lyft. Petrie also wants the legislature to authorize every city in Pennsylvania, not just Philadelphia, to use cameras, radar, and other technology to enforce basic traffic violations. When I asked former Governor Ed Rendell what he thinks about the idea of convincing lawmakers to grant the PPA more power, he can barely get a sentence out.
You know, the parking authority is... This guy may be new, but parking authority doesn't have the creds.
Rendell says the PPA isn't exactly the most popular state authority, and this legislative push is unprecedented.
This would be a new approach. Other than revenue stuff, I haven't seen much efforts to do much in Harrisburg.
SEPTA and city officials say they support Petrie's ideas for improving traffic. But usually they prefer to work behind the scenes, quietly lobbying lawmakers to make legal tweaks and then carefully coordinating any public announcements. Petrie hasn't done that. Instead, the former state representative is running a very public campaign for change. Some, like Rendell, think that might backfire. But Petrie says he's undeterred.
If we fail to succeed, then we'll just continue to persevere. I was always in the legislature, and I intend to be here, like a dog with a bone. If I get a bone in my mouth, I'm not letting go, no matter what.
Jim Saxa, WHYY News.